KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Oh, my word.
Three. Holy
the
cow.
The triple stacks are going stack down. The coffee.
Sorry, I was gone. I got busted for stealing the calendar. Yeah, they only gave me a year. Anyways.
He's loaded up today.
If I'd have stole it with another guy, we'd each got 6 months. But anyways.
Oh, my
you know,
God. Hey, Charles Hoffman is watching, and I still don't know how you beat a German.
Charlie.
How do you beat it with a stick?
Hey, we were supposed to continue that from last week.
Yeah, what? I thought about it.
What's that? How to beat a German?
Probably beat him with a stick, and they still don't stop.
Charlie?
Takes a brick, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Too much Norwegian and German here in the room, but what was the answer? Go ahead and post the answer to your joke there.
But while we're waiting.
What are we waiting for?
You know, we're talking about the tournaments this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we are?
You bet. We're going to talk about three tournaments coming up, Hades. Fishing for Miracles, ooh, Mobridge, yeah. And then our own very special third annual ice noodling tournament.
Oh, man, the ice is getting thick enough around here.
It is. We're gonna have it. This one's going to be on Casey Slough.
Ice noodling on Casey's. Yeah, we're going to try to noodle for
dead
carp.
Yep. Ice noodling for dead carp. We figure $200 entry fee.
There's no paybacks.
No payback. Zero payback, but you get... We might give you a free carp sandwich.
All the money donated to the Clark County Ambulance Service.
No, it's not. It's going right in mine and Neil's pocket.
Yeah, there is going to be absolutely no donations for this tournament. We're just going to take the money. So at least you know it up front.
It's the third annual pocket and run tournament.
Oh, my. Yep. I love those tournaments.
Free carp sandwiches to every entry.
We've had those in South Dakota before. Mm.
Ice noodle or his pocket
no,
run?
Pocket run.
Well, that's why we're all used to it.
Why do you need to pay the fisherman back?
No, that's no good. Why do that?
Uh-oh. I see there's another new circuit coming up. That's not the same deal, is it? I hope it's a really good deal.
It's going to be catch, shoot, and release. Not shoot the fish, shoot the pitcher.
Everybody's got a free 22 when they go fishing, right?
Yeah, but we got to get humping because we've got Doug Freeze on from Fishing for Miracles down at Lake Ponset starting next weekend. Right, Doug?
Good morning, gentlemen. There's some ice being made, some thick ice, and there's some thick stuff coming out of that studio this morning.
Too. Ooh, isn't that fun?
In the form of maybe some hot air, I don't know.
Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, appreciate you having us on. It's our fifth annual Children's Miracle Network Fishing for Miracles ice fishing tournament on Lake Ponset. We're eagerly awaiting next Friday at 3 o'clock. Everybody start fishing. It's going to be a fun time, guarantee you.
Mm-hmm. They got paybacks on that one? Not like the noodling one, though, right?
We are paying out the largest walleye, largest perch, and largest northern, $250 each.
Hey, good. That's good.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, yes. And then we also have 10 grand prizes on the grand prize table. Ranging from 55-inch smart TVs, ion ice augers, some cameras, a two-seat Eskimo flip-over shack, some flashers, and a little tailgater grill, Davy Crockett grill, will also be giving away as door prizes. So cash for the fish, and then 10 big-ticket prizes to be given away as well.
The 55-inch TV would look real nice in my ice castle.
No carp sandwiches for this one?
No carp sandwiches. We thought long and hard about adding a bullhead category for the Iowa fishermen, but we have scratched that.
My friend Steve Ide's going to love that.
Well, here's the deal. They thought
He's
long and hard.
He's lived in Iowa a long time.
They thought long and hard about a bullhead category for the Iowa fishermen. Then they decided that they just don't want the Iowa fishermen. So there's no bullhead category. You guys can stay in Council Bluffs. Thank
nothing
you.
Nothing to do with the bullheads at all.
And we love you all from Council Bluffs. Don't let these jokes get you down, Iowa people. I'm telling you, we love you.
Somebody's got to live there, so I'm sorry. You might as well come here for a while.
Mm-hmm. We love you. You bring your bait, and you bring your coolers full of food, and come mm-hmm. and see us.
Yep.
And your wallet full of money.
And you leave with all of it except your gas money. Thank you for coming.
Hey, cheap gas this year. That's okay, right. Doug, sorry we got off subject.
Off on an out-of-state tangent. $20 entry fee, so it's a pretty cheap tournament to enter. And we have 50-50 raffle tickets that we're selling as well. Last year's pot on the raffle was, to the winner's share, was $2,020. So pretty cheap investment for a chance to win $2,000 if you just want to sit on your couch and watch the football games this weekend and not get out and fish. You can still support a great cause by buying some 50-50 tickets for us.
Yeah, and it is a good cause. How much money did you guys give to the Children's Miracle Network last year?
Last year was a absolutely unbelievable year, beyond all expectations. It was just crazy what we raised. But last year's total was $10,100.
Wow!
Yeah, and the year before that was $5,800. So we just about doubled over a year. The response has just been overwhelming. People love to fish. We had great weather last year. We're going to have pretty good weather this year, long-range forecast, maybe putting it at 18 to 25 degrees, but it's going to be a great time, and it's all about the kids. We have 80 fishing rods that we're going to be giving away to the boys and girls as they come in to the weigh-in party that will be held right across the street from Ponset at the Lake Region Golf Course. John and Jesse Frazier are gracious enough to open up the clubhouse for us in the dead of winter, so we have a warm place to do a hot dog chili feed and weigh the fish and give out some great prizes and some good stuff to give away to the kids.
This is serious stuff.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
This is no noodling tournament. This is a real deal going on down at Ponset.
They're giving away fishing rods.
Even Randy Grimes knew about this one.
Our noodling tournament, we're giving away holy gloves.
Well, we're giving away fishing rods, but we're going to take them out of Lynn's garage.
Yeah. I have enough.
This year we had a couple sponsors step up, and one of them has donated two clam portable fish shacks that we're going to give away to a lucky boy and a lucky girl. So they're going to walk away with a fish shack if they're lucky enough and a rod to sit inside and start fishing.
Do you want to mention any of your sponsors here before we're running out? We've got a couple more minutes before we're going to move on. Who are some of your sponsors?
Yeah, we'll hit a few of them. The easiest way is going to be to get to our Facebook page if they're fishing with Four Miracles. That's the number four, Fishing Four Miracles. Looking back on year number two, we had seven sponsors. I counted up this morning, and we're at 30. So there's a lot of them to list off. So if the folks would just get to our Facebook page and look over that information, then when you see one of those sponsors walking down the street, just shake their hand and tell them thanks.
Very good. That's a great cause. I'm glad to see that going on.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to like that page. I'm going to like that page.
Like that page, and
And you can get tickets right here at the radio station.
What?
Yep. KWAT has tickets, and then Proud Angler in Watertown, and we have a couple locations in Sioux Falls and Brookings, and then right there at Siouxland. Lake Ponset as well has tickets.
And they can just show up and get a ticket too, can't they?
Yeah, they're going to be able to get tickets up until 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, and after that, the ticket sales are going to be closed. And starting next week, they're going to be able to call the golf course, and John will be able to get their information over the phone and be able to sell tickets to them if they're traveling in and not going to make the 3 o'clock deadline. So,
they can
it's
get
a 3 p.m. to 3 p.m. fishing 24 hours tournament coming up in Lake Ponset.
So they can get them right up until 3 p.m. on Friday, unlike our noodling tournament, where you can pay us anytime through the end of the tournament.
You can pay us 2 weeks later, and I wouldn't even care.
They can sure give us a donation 2 weeks later. We'd love it.
There you go.
So January 18th, 3 p.m. to January 19th at 3 p.m. on Lake Ponset, weigh in at the Lake Region. I'm reading this right off your Facebook page, Winter Games 2019. This is all a part of this big, big, crazy day down there.
It's going to be a busy time on the lake with the Winter Games and the Ponson Pounders have kind of teamed up with us to do the same, kind of coordinate the events on the same weekend. So if you're lucky enough to limit out on your fish, you can go over and do some snowmobile drag racing with the Ponson Pounder boys.
Thank you to this great lineup of sponsors.
It's a great list.
We're not going to get through this. This is big. There's some good insurance agencies in there too, so we want to recognize all of them. Esteline Farmers Elevator, all the way from Castlewood, Esteline, the Motorboat Beach Bar. They're all on there. Thank you very much, Doug. For coming on.
Aberdeen to Sioux Falls, they're stretched from one corner of the state to the other, so it's a It's just a fantastic turnout of sponsors, and we look for a great turnout of anglers and participants as well. And we just ask everybody to be safe, be smart. There's fishable ice out there, but you just got to be smart.
All right. Thank you very much.
Start that combine to get them little walleyes out of Ponce.
Get her going.
Yes, right. It's time to catch some fish, everybody.
Thanks for your time.
All right, we're going to head on over. We're going to head from Ponce to Mobridge.
Motown.
Oh, my God. Man, you talk about a big tournament.
You got kicked out of Mobridge.
Huh?
I thought you got kicked out of
Mobridge. No, Mobridge is my favorite town in the whole wide world.
Oh, they don't kick many out of Mobridge anymore because there ain't many left.
Didn't that something to do about that sitting at crowbar, sitting on a fence or whatever that was?
That's come on, beat Ipswich.
That's Ipswich, not a crowbar either. I thought maybe he used a crowbar
We played basketball in Ipswich a few weeks ago, and I hollered that cheer, and nobody appreciated it but me. People from Ipswich are sick of hearing it, I think.
I think so.
Oh, well.
They like it in Eureka, though.
They like everything in Eureka. I wonder if they found the toilet in the cop shop yet.
They had nothing to go
Have
on.
You ever heard about the new rookies in the legislature who want to start World War VII or World War III? Gosh.
Who we got online now?
Now we've got Jesse Connell, I believe, from up there in the Mobridge area.
Good morning, fellas.
Live. You are live in Watertown, South Dakota on Facebook
this
Live.
Sounds like he's next door.
Jesse, I'm going to, just before we get started, just to let you know, if Pat Thorstenson wins that four-wheeler again this weekend, just let him know I'm coming to steal it.
we can work out that deal.
That's going to happen. Patsy, if you're listening, you're going to lose that baby.
We're going to go throw it in an ice hole.
He's won two of them. He won the first one when he wrecked the other one.
Oh.
Well, you know, he's kind of one of our lucky guys, it seems like.
He is, you boy, he's a lucky guy. You could say that.
Well, it's a big weekend coming up, Jesse. Let's hear about it for a few minutes.
Yeah, we're excited. We're ready to rock and roll. We got Shearhow Arena set up and ready to go yesterday. We start with our expo today, opening at 3 o'clock and running till 7. And then we have our expo tomorrow, opening at 11, closing at 3. And then our rules meeting doors open at 5:30 tomorrow night. We got a full field, 526 teams, 1,052 anglers are ready to rock and roll.
So whose name did you draw yesterday? Neil was kind of wondering.
Me and Kelvin had our names in there, and you never drew either one of us.
Because they saw it was you and Kelvin.
You know, I wish I could remember. It was the lucky guy from Fort Pier. Yeah, River City Sports out of Bismarck with their sponsorship. They gave up their spot, and within 24 hours, we had a little over 400 people register to get into that raffle for free to get into the tournament. So it's insane what our reach is, that's for sure.
You give away something free up in that part of the country or this part of the country. Yeah.
Charlie Hoffman even put his name in. He does an ice fish. Free, I'll do it.
Real quick, I got a quick question for you. Now, I was reading on Facebook. Now, that tournament that you guys...
I'm sure that's true.
Yeah. Randy can't read for those
true on Facebook, right?
I have my glasses on upside down anyways. So that tournament that you guys that they have in June 9th, apparently, if you fish that tournament up there in Mobridge, do you get it into the fishing tournament of the winter one the next year?
So, great question, and that's probably one of the reasons that we get over 100-some teams in our Denny Palmer Memorial Classic. We give away 5 guaranteed spots. Into our ice fishing tournament. So we have some anglers that come fish that summer tournament just to try to get a spot into our winter tournament.
That's the only reason I want to go. I'm just going to hang out on shore.
Hey, we got great fishing, isn't it? Come on.
There's going to be really good fishing up there.
June 9th? Is that when Denny Palmer's is? June 9th?
Yep, June 9th and 10th. Uh-huh. Yep, that's when the Denny Palmer is this year.
It's too late. This guy's a walking encyclopedia.
Yeah.
He's like a kid's kiddie pool. He's got a wide array of knowledge, but very shallow.
Very shallow. it's only 100 bucks to get in?
The Denny Palmer tournament early bird is $200 to get in per team.
Yeah.
It's a 2 or 3 man team. We give away about $25,000, I suppose, cash and prizes in that tournament.
Plus, you can get it. What's
that? Sorry.
I tell you what, if nobody's been up to Mobridge for this tournament, they roll out the red carpet. It's one of the neatest events ever.
This is a fantastic deal. Yeah. They even closed down Mobridge for the weekend.
Oh, no, they don't. I've been to every bar in town. It's never closed down until 2 in the morning.
We welcome.
That's right.
They have so many things to give away. It's almost like you're guaranteed to get a nice prize just if you're in the tournament.
I was in that for 10 years, and it's statistically impossible to never win anything, but you're looking at me. I'm an anomaly.
You know, there is a handful of guys that and ladies that I hear from every year. I've been fishing this for 14 years or 15 years and never win anything. And then you've got Pat Thorstenson. So,
that's why I'm going to steal his four-wheeler, Jesse. Me and Ray Ritter never won anything. Not even a hat. it's a good tournament. It's fun.
Yeah, this year, you know, we're advertising $225,000 worth of cash and prizes. My guess is we're closer to $250,000 worth of stuff.
Wow.
You know, we've been fortunate with our sponsors, and a lot of them are stepping up even more, and they see the value of bringing their brand to a captive audience, basically, and it's been a great, great deal, that's for sure.
And the expo starts this afternoon at 3, you say?
Expo starts this afternoon at 3. It's also an opportunity for any of the anglers that are registered to check in. It's kind of a pre-check-in. They can get their packets and their T-shirts and rules and all that. That way they can avoid longer lines Friday night.
Is the beer truck located in town?
We have, you know, believe it or not, we actually have a beer truck that parks right beside the arena because we usually go through a whole truckload.
And they got a whole building full of it there, too.
What else are we going to do?
I don't have to sign up. I'm just going to go up there and say, okay, my name's on the schedule there somewhere. I'm Jerry somebody. Just that's me right there. See?
I'll take Jerry's 12-pack of beer.
Yeah.
There you go. I tell you what, it's a great deal. When you get to that outdoor expo, swing by the clam booth because they got Dennis Kasubi on display and tell him, give him much love from us.
Dennis Kasubi's on
display. Yeah, We've got a big panel tonight, 7 o'clock. Lynn, you'll appreciate this, and all your listeners. We've got Dennis is going to be on the panel. Eric Brandreit from Milbank will be on the panel. And Carrie Cole, my dad, will be on the panel from Outrageous Adventures. And then Brent Chemnitz will be on the panel tonight talking about, you know, ice fishing. And, you know, it's great to have South Dakotans and great to have some locals on there that kind of talk about our ice conditions and where the bite is, what they're biting on, and all and techniques.
Stay away from the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't drive it over water.
No ice.
Number one.
Yeah, number one. No driving in open water.
Don't try to, you know, jump the heave.
I've done that before. Don't do that. Yeah, that's a great deal.
All right, last minute here, Jesse. Give us the last punchline here for this weekend and what people are going to expect this weekend in Mobridge.
They can expect some camaraderie and a good time, and we're happy to host them. We just hope everybody's safe, makes good choices, good decisions on where to go. It's not the ice conditions that we always like, but there's a solid 8 to 12 to 14 inches, and with this cold weather, the last 3 or 4 days have added some more ice. We're just happy to have everybody, and a big shout-out and thank you to all of our sponsors. We encourage you to go to our Facebook wall, find Mobridge Ice Fishing Tournament, and you'll be able to see kind of what we got going on.
Yes. Perfect. All right.
And don't forget it.
If you're not in the tournament, go listen to that great group of speakers tonight. Not speakers, it's just a panel.
Panel of question
and answer. And very, very talented people on that panel with a lot of years of experience in that part of the country.
So. And if Patsy wins that four-wheeler, the Walworth County Sheriff better be sitting out by New Everett because I'm coming to get it.
You got her locked and loaded.
All right, Jesse Conold, thank you for joining us from the Mobridge Fishing Tournament that's coming up this weekend. Well, everyone.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, thank
you. Jesse, over and out, my friend. We'll have to do this again next week, 7:40 a.m.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
There's going to be. We'll find something going on.
Yep. We'll have something next weekend, too, I'm sure.
All right, another week. Here we go. We're going to send this baby over to Randy Grimes. Take care. Yep.